We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020, at 8:31 on the clock. Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Teeman, Dorn, Byers, and Mr. Bauman on the telephone. Approve or disapprove?
Correct.
Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
I have moved to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. Mr. Bauman?
Yes.
6 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote.
Bauman, yes.
6 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items, and this is for equalization. Seeing none, we've got a couple minutes before a public hearing. Do you have anything for us, Patty, that you could fill 2 minutes of time with?
Evaluation notices are going out next week, so just probably get some calls, maybe.
Mine's going down, right?
No. I don't know. Some of the office got hit. Most of this month, P&D's residential is bouncing pretty good. The only thing is I don't know what's going to happen now. Interest rates are really getting higher.
Oh, they're really down. Agland trends?
Well, that's the kind of the CRT. I thought everything was going to go great till that came. And so CRT, I'm still kind of showing I'm a little bit concerned with everything because we don't have any pure CRP cells. However, what we did find out is we have only about 10,000 acres in the county, and the majority of them probably are not going back into the program. So
they can't get back.
Right. So I guess according to what, and we just didn't have to just go, you know, they need to come in and talk to me, and if they're not, then they're probably not going. The problem is I don't really have CRP cells. We know it's valued somewhere between grass and pasture, grass and dry, but there's no, so then I kind of asked the state, I said, before you borrowed cells across from different counties to see where the CRP would be, and they don't have a lot of that either. You know, because what we like to do is find the parcel that has mostly CRP and then get an idea. So,
in most cases, it's CRP for a reason. All the good stuff's been pulled out that was good. So, you see some yet that's CRP around, but very little. It's hard to get it back in because you're planting shrubs and flowers and trees and everything else to get it back in the program for this time around. Very rarely does one get accepted in that CRP program anymore.
After you plant all that stuff, what do you do if you ever want to pull it out? Then you just have to reclaim the ground, basically?
Yeah.
So you start over clearing.
Yeah. I mean, the shrub loss is not tremendous, but it's enough you're going to be a nuisance, that's for sure.
Do you guys know, can you hunt on CRP ground?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you charge people to hunt on CRP ground? Would that be legit?
That's a question I don't know about.
Depends on if it's cash, I suppose.
Here's where a lot of confusion is with a lot of things anymore, is that pasture with heavy tree cover that used to be just pasture with heavy tree cover that a guy would come on and say, can I hunt today? And you'd say yes and not think about it. This is being used now for recreational purposes as far as people are coming in, cash renting the tree, or evidently doing some kind of a lease on the trees where the deer are. So one of the statements that was made to me is that's really not considered ag ground anymore, and gets that 69 to 75% adjustment. But that's going to be almost impossible to figure out who's going to charge $100 for somebody to go take a deer out of there. You know? And I mean, it's just because trees have kind of, there's some increases on trees. Where the T1s and T2s are, the heavy tree cover, because they're used for a different purpose than farming. And, like, I don't know if you know the sale that just took place in Area 2. I was talking to John about it. said he has some farm ground there and a lot of trees, and I'm thinking part of that's probably going to be his attorney.
Well, hold that thought. Right now, we have a timed event at 8:35 on the clock. I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn, to go into public hearing at 8:36 on the clock. Vote.
Bellman, yes.
Six in favor. We're in public hearing. This is to approve or disapprove or a public hearing for real and personal property exemption applications as a qualifying organization. What is this for, Patty?
Okay, basically this is the exemption year for like the churches, the permissive exemptions. It'll be the churches, like Southeast Community College. You're here for the Humane Society. So basically this is the exemption year. And then we go through years of reaffirmation of that exemption. So we have to sign and approve all these. So I've approved portions, like if you're a Legion club, the area that's taxed is the bar area. So basically what we're doing is just going through and we'll be approving like the Methodist church, the parsonages.
There is a sign-up sheet there on the desk too if you want to speak, John.
I approve the Humane Society, okay. So that's a...
Any controversial ones, any of them you want to bring up to us?
Well, here's what's going to happen now. And this is getting a little bit more stricter because from 4 years ago. The attorney from the department will look over everything that I approved and you approved, and if he thinks there's some issues, he'll probably send it back, and then we'll have to review. I don't know if you remember me mentioning that we needed to have a value placed on all these, so they sent them in without a value because we don't have the exempt parcels taxed. So I think most of them put down their insurance, what they're valued at. And this is just guessing, but I would assume, and that's probably not getting into it, but I think that they're probably wanting to know the value of exemptions that are taking place in the state of Nebraska. The legislature, maybe. You know, they've often talked about too much getting exempt and blah, blah, blah. So otherwise, these... Every little part, like the email address, and not everybody that handles these, especially if you've got people that have been in part of the, you know, that have filled these out for years and years, like church members and stuff, a lot of those guys may not even have computer access, so I don't know if they even have an email. I mean, so we've called, and so Linda has been working on these to call to get values and also to get emails and more things because they almost want every... lot of this filled out. So that's kind of what we're working on. So.
Any questions for Patty? Sounds like if we don't do it right, it'll come back to us anyway.
Well, I think they're going to, yeah, because there's always been some questions on certain different ones that maybe shouldn't be exempt. But I don't think there's any in here, but we'll see. So some of it's approval of a portion, some of them are approved. So, and then Don will get a list. We do it a list that has to go in the paper.
Now, is this just approving the applications? And you're not looking at the actual information on these applications at this time, are you?
We looked at it. We looked at, like...
I mean, are you approving, for instance, the 501c3s that are listed there or the ones that aren't?
These are like your Methodist church. They fill out... Well, here, I'm going to pass one around.
The public hearing statement there is a little ambiguous to me, whether you're approving applications or the application form.
Exemption application 451 is the exemption application. I'm approving these applications. Then you guys approve whatever I approve if you choose to.
I just wanted to clarify.
One of the names on the application here is a Trump, and they related to the president. You know, they are.
There's a pile, and let the record show there are two stacks in front of Patty of these applications. I'm going to estimate it 1.5 to 2.25 inches high each.
One's Beatrice, one's the rural areas and the towns. So cemeteries are in here. Those only have to be every 10 years, but we go ahead and put it on the exemption.
And Don will go through and sign those after you do?
I have a statement. I've already signed them.
Anything else for Patty? Seeing not, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:41 on the clock.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks,
John. Come back again.
So moved. Moved by Dorn, second by Hill to come out of public hearing at 8:41. Vote.
Feldman, yes.
Six in favor. We're out of public hearing. I would ask for a motion to approve the vehicle and real estate personal property exemption applications as recommended by Patty.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote.
Feldman, yes.
Six in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization?
Quickly back to that ag land. So I would just say we're going to probably have to look at individuals and see what they've got as contracts, where they're putting it back in. You know, we'll just have to work with them a little bit.
Are they bound legally at all to give that information to you as far as if they have additional leases or anything like that?
Not them. I can't know. I would think they would, you know.
Trends, though, last year we were up 10 to 20% on residential.
We're going to go down on some. I'm going to have one to look at them real quick. Again, I'm going to bring that to you. So we're going to, some of ours are going to go down on irrigated and stuff. We've got some that's going downward. But it's kind of hard to explain when you got irrigated and dry going down and CRP and possibly trees and grass going up a little. We've got sales on the pastures. Pastures still free.
That's crazy.
It's down, but yeah, that's going to be a hard talking point.
Hold on, what did you just say? No, before that.
Grass is selling great.
What did you say about the pasture? You said it's down some?
It's down some?
I said
going forward it's better than it was. See, I'm using 3 years.
I didn't hear you, Patty.
Okay, and then Lloyd, I did talk him back to coming in because he wasn't going to help with the referee thing. You want the referee system again, probably, don't you?
I would guess so. I mean, Terry's made a good point on that before. It was nice all of us sitting in, but that way everyone had the same faces looking at their taxes instead of different groups of us at different times.
I mean, he really takes the time on the ag parcel, and he's, you know, he knows the country. And then Daryl would be your commercial. I handle some residentials, but...
Might be looking for different referees moving forward with both of them getting closer to being done, probably. Especially, I mean, if Lloyd wasn't going to, and...
Well, he was going to go to Canada. Unfortunately, he can't get in now.
And then Daryl's also... Of course, he has a company that he might be able to provide someone else.
Daryl turns slow.
Well, if there's nothing else for equalization, we will adjourn at 8:45 on the clock.
And I'll bring